Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's long been illegal to discriminate against home buyers because of their ethnicity or skin color, but the legacy lives on in Massachusetts property records. WBUR has found a number of cases of racist restrictions tucked into land records across the state. Now state leaders are debating what to do about them. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Wilmington is a small bedroom community just south of Lowell. A stone's throw from the town's Silver Lake is a little old white house, paint peeling off the trim and a mailbox with an American flag on the side. Homeowners Edward Kaiser and his wife Mary Tassone Kaiser flip through the old deeds to the family's land.
Oh, the railroad, yeah.
Yeah, well, the streets were different.
Then they see it, a sentence written in 1897 on behalf of seller Henry Kopp. It says the property cannot be occupied by, quote, Negroes or Irish or any others considered disorderly people.
Oh, my gosh. Did your parents know anything like about that?
If they did, they didn't say. No, that's really surprising.
The Kaisers say the house has been in the family for generations, but they had no idea about the racist language in the land records.
It's disgusting. I mean, to, like, discriminate against anybody so they can't own land for whatever reason, or live in a house for whatever reason. I mean, we don't stand for any of that.
So-called racial covenants can be found in property records all over the country. That includes Massachusetts, where many restrictions were written from the late 19th to the mid-20th century. Some bar landowners from selling or renting to people who aren't white. Others target certain immigrant groups like Poles, Italians, and Irish. Another racist land covenant to a property sold in Lowell in 1881 is in the records kept at the Registry of Deeds for Northern Middlesex County. Richard Howe is the Register of Deeds there and pointed out the clause.
The said premises being deeded under the express agreement and condition that the land shall never be deeded or conveyed to any person born in Ireland. So you can't get more specific than that.
The covenant hits close to home for Howe. His ancestors immigrated from Ireland in the late 1800s and wouldn't have been allowed to buy the land. Howe is an amateur historian of Lowell. He says the anti-Irish deed reminds him of the sentiment expressed in 1898 at the dedication of a new superior courthouse.
The speeches were almost saying it's important that we have this building that communicates the rule of law, because we've got all of these people who don't speak English arriving on our shores, and there's anarchists. And to me, it's like an echo of the caravans from Central America today.
Howe says there's no way to identify all the racist restrictions buried in old deeds. The vast majority are not searchable, even when they have been digitized. So creating an inventory of the records would have to be done manually.
It would take really going through every document. And we have close to 14 million pages of records.
And that's just in one of the 21 registries of deeds across the state. Experts say the racist clauses have had no legal standing for decades, but they still cause concern. The state land court recently started letting judges add a note to deeds saying the covenants are void. Lauren Resnick, an administrator with the land court, says the racist language would remain in property records for posterity.
It allows for a formal repudiation of the records that are already in existence there that contain the racial restriction. And it does so without erasing history, right, or erasing the truth or the reality of what the state of the title was in the past.
Some say that's not good enough. A quarter of state lawmakers have sponsored a bill to let homeowners erase the racist language from their property files altogether. State Representative John Barrett of North Adams proposed the legislation after some constituents complained that they couldn't remove racial covenants from their home records.
The people who had bought these homes just felt as though if we wanted to take them out, as one said to me, it's just not who we are, and we'd like it removed, whether it's not legal or whatever. They just wanted it out of the deed.
But community organizer Ron Bell says he doesn't want the racist history to be erased or forgotten.
It doesn't surprise me because I've lived it. I've watched it in my face, my experience growing up in Boston. whether it be through busing, whether it be the Stewart case, whether it be just being black in Boston, in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, working in every sector.
Bell argues the racial covenants are a reminder of that history and that the problems persist. Black and brown residents are less likely to own homes in Massachusetts and far more likely to face discrimination by real estate agents. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.